Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio. I'm your host, James Gillen, and we are broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, home of East SETI and the Self-Mastery Earth Institute, otherwise known as Paranormal and UFO Central. Tonight, I thought I'd just keep the lines open, and for anybody that wants to call in or just talk a little bit about what's going on, we've got quite a few people gathering again out in the field for a sky watch, and about towards the middle of the hour, we'll see if we can hook a line up out there to the people, you know, out in the field doing the sky watch, which would be great, and see what, if anything's flying over. We've had so much UFO activity here. It's just been amazing, the cooperation that we've had with, you know, the ultra-dimensionals and the interstellar beings, and the people in general that have come here have been just masters, just beautiful people coming here to have their experience, their own experience, and they've got open minds and loving hearts, and most of them have pure intent, and there's some that are a little skeptical, you might say, you know, they're having problems now and then. One of the things we've been dealing with is there are so many people saying, oh, you're just seeing, you know, satellites, you're just seeing iridium flares, you know, that's the new Genesis program you're seeing, and you know, things of that nature. But, you know, we go to the Heavens Above website, and we've had people with very high clearances coming here, and they know of all the secret satellites we don't know about, and have monitored the skies, and the things flying over Trout Lake here are just far too numerous, and the just the scope of the activity here, because, you know, we've had giant triangle ships coming over, and they're making right angle turns and going back in the opposite direction, you know, phasing out. We've had giant cylinder ships coming over, some that look like pyramids, actually. We saw three very large pyramids coming over the ranch, and these ships are coming. We've seen pink ones, green ones, blue ones, almost every color, even some purple ones, actually, and throwing off enormous discharges when they power up, when they come over the ranch. So we're definitely on the map here as far as the greater family of man and the cosmos, you might say, are coming in and doing the high five or the dazzle duty in the heavens, and it's just happening on a regular basis. And whenever we have a major sighting, we actually go to heavensabove.com, the website, to check out and see if any of these objects are, you know, any known objects such as the space station or, you know, all the visible satellites that we can see are listed on the Heavens Above website. So there's some pretty extensive research going on here, and I find it very interesting, some of the ships that came in during the conference. First of all, there's, you know, nights that we would check out, there may be two visible sightings according to the Heavens Above website, or maybe one a night or two a night. Every once in a while there'd be three. You'd have a flare in the space station and something else going over. Evastat is another big satellite. But the problem is that the things flying in were going in opposite directions, and you know, they were coming in and powering up, and we had lasers. And one of the lasers goes 2,000 yards, the other one goes 30 miles. And these iridium flares are supposed to be 500 miles up, you know. And these lasers are actually matching or going above these objects as they fly in. So you know, this doesn't fit any known parameters that we've been experiencing here. And then you add to that, they've been landing on the mountains. You know, some of them flew at treetop level behind us. And there were so many, I believe, we had up to 400 people at this last conference, pretty close to that, coming in. A lot of people came in late and, you know, got to see a lot of the activity on Sunday and Sunday night. But it overall was a pretty amazing turnout, just not the physical people that really want to know what's happening here. And with the speakers that we had, almost everybody had a PhD behind their name, and these are all cutting-head physicists in every walk of life that were bringing out new information, some of which had a major eye-opening or awakening while they're here. love, you know, Brooks Agnew. He had an incredible awakening experience, and you know, he was saying, "I'm a scientist. I need the data. You know, I've got to have the data." And he got the data. He got firsthand experience, and he was downloaded all kinds of data via a huge light beam that hit him right in the chest. So anyway, it was just an incredible event that happened here, and it's still ongoing. There's people out in the field right now. It's not quite dark yet. We start our sky watches at dark 30. You know, so it's about 30 minutes after dark is when we begin with the sky watches, and usually, you know, there are still things that will be lit up by the sun and satellites and things of that nature that you can see in the very beginning. But as the sun moves behind the Earth, a lot of these objects are in their shadow. So late in the evening, you know, the things, you know, definitely to the east are in their shadow. And as the sun continues to go behind the Earth, things straight overhead are in the Earth's shadow. And there's many as 50 a night of these self-illuminated objects flying over the ranch on a regular basis, and it pretty much nullifies any rational explanation of these being known objects, mainly because there's just too many of them. They're self-illuminated, and you need sunlight to, you know, reflect or illuminate these satellites. There's so much more to the story here. The really big story here, I think, that's unfolding right now is the awakening and healing process that we're undergoing. I don't know about you folks, but up here at the ranch, we're like a download point for these cosmic energies that are coming in, you know, being a vortex, and it's just intense here lately. There are so much energy coming in, and some people aren't doing too well with these energies. So I thought I'd kind of dedicate the first half hour here, or just maybe the next 20 minutes, to help people understand the process that we're undergoing with these new energies. Mainly, the bottom line is consciousness is cause, and as things move down through the vibrational continuum, it moves from the light frequencies down to the energy frequencies down to the physical mass itself. So if you take a physical object, basically, and excite the molecules on it, it starts to move up, you know, through the vibrational continuum. It becomes energy. If you excite it again and raise its frequencies, it becomes light. And if you excite it again, it goes back to pure consciousness. And understanding this process helps us to understand what's going on, because the Earth is changing frequency. And the physical mass of the Earth, our own physical bodies, are being transmuted, you might say, by a new higher frequency that's coming in. The Earth itself and the whole heliosphere is actually glowing right now, and Russian scientists are saying it's up to 1,000 times brighter as it moves into a new highly charged place in the universe. Our entire solar system is going through change. The planets are emitting 3 times more light. They're going through atmospheric changes, just like Earth is going through atmospheric changes. There's so much going on throughout the whole universe, and, you know, it's affecting the sun as well, which is throwing off massive solar flares and coronal mass ejections. And we're getting ready to enter into this 2007. We're going to enter into another mega cycle, which is going to be much greater than the last mega cycle. So when people understand how these energies affect them, A good way to understand it is Stanford did research with monkeys, exposing them to fluctuations in the magnetic fields. And what happened was these monkeys would exhibit behavior from comatose to self-mutilation. And our magnetic fields, our bioelectric fields around the human body, are being subjected to some pretty intense energies right now, and it's creating a quickening. And anything of a lower frequency is coming up, and we're having to deal with it. So basically, the way this works, we'll take it on first the physical level. The Earth is overheating. It's expanding. There's a lot of intense pressure. This pressure needs to be released. So you're going to see a lot more earthquake and volcanic activity, and as the Earth, you know, shifts and adjusts to this new energy. You're also going to see storms that you've never seen before, an increase in tornadoes and hurricanes like never before be seen, and that is on the books, and that is continuing to unfold, you know, as we speak. This was all written about in Reunion with Source, the first book back in 82. We gave these understandings. The next phase is going to be hitting people in their emotional bodies and their mental bodies. So it's going to be pushing us to process any old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, all the old hurts of the past, you know, past loves that didn't work out too well, relationships, family issues, you know, issues with parents. All of this is going to be surfacing. And, you know, it's a good thing because these things no longer serve us, and they keep us from our love and our joy and our ability to relate to others in a loving, joyous manner. So this is a really good thing that's happening with this, and we need to, I always say, let go, let God, let go, let spirit, whatever you want to call it, but there's times when we're going to have to just lay the body down, take a break, take a nap, meditate, pray, do whatever you need to do, but, you know, be still and let these energies pass through you and do their work. The body is going to be talking just like your earth body. Your physical body is going to be talking to you and letting you know where you're holding, you know, this pain or these old wounds and traumas. And again, there'll be emotional outbursts and, you know, high mood swings where you'll be very blissed out at one minute, and then the next minute you'll be, you know, wanting to tear somebody's head off or something of that nature. So anyway, there's major mood swings and emotional outbursts going on. And we need to have compassion for our fellow man and maybe sit him down and explain to him, look, you know, this is a process. We're all in this boat together. And we have a choice. We can be monkeys, you know, or we can be masters. And we can master these energies as they come in. So the more we release and meditate and connect with our higher self, and the more we call for help, the more we can get this help on a regular basis. So it's very important to call on this help right now. I can't stress this enough because, you know, a lot of people ask me, what the heck are you connecting with ETs for? You know, I thought you were spiritual, seeking enlightenment and ascension and all this other stuff. What does that have to do with ETs? Well, right now, ETs are the best thing we've got going for us, and they're one of the greatest hopes for humanity. And if people knew what this greater family of man is doing for humanity, they'd be shocked. Because they've been changing the nature of the fault lines. They've been changing the densities of trigger points, allowing things to slip much, much more gradually. The ships have been seen over fault lines on a regular basis. They've been seen over volcanoes. They've been seen going down into volcanoes, and the volcanoes would settle down and then flying out in Mexico. They're broadcasting spiritual messages because their technology is a form of spirituality. They're working with people in their dream states. They're doing so much work on our behalf to assist us to get through these times. And they've even brought massive ships in, and we have the NASA photos where these ships would actually expand their shields and block solar flares, which could have been kill shots that would have sterilized the Earth facing the sun when these massive flares and coronal mass ejections were released. So they're doing a lot on our behalf, and, you know, the way we greet these off-world visitors is pretty much insane and very primitive. One of the things, the Honorable Paul Hellyer, with the he was a former Canadian defense minister, and a lot of the exopolitics people, Alfred Wibray, Michael Sala, and Angelica Wycliffe, all of them are working towards peace in space. There's others as well, and stopping this insane Star Wars program where we're putting gear up in the heavens to shoot down any off-world visitors. And even the ones that are coming to help, it doesn't matter. It's a blanket policy where you shoot them down, you know, grab the technology, you know, stick it into the war machine and use it against others. And, you know, it's a very sad and very primitive consciousness right now considering the help we're getting. And, you know, I'm pretty embarrassed for a lot of humanity and the way we're behaving right now when these benevolent beings that are just incredible, both in their beautiful beings, both in genetics and, you know, in consciousness. They're just, some of them are just pure love and joy and bliss. They've evolved to pure service and they're here to help out humanity right now. And in turn, you know, we fear them, we want to worship them, we want to shoot them down, we want to steal the technology and use it to be one up on others. And that's a very sad, a very primitive way of looking at things and looking at life, especially considering, you know, the pickle that we're in right now with the earth changes and a lot of the other events that are getting ready to unfold. So, you know, one of the things that really brings lightness to my heart or joy to my heart is we're finally getting people that are standing up and just calling a spade and saying, look, you know, we're done with the war industry. We're done with, you know, trying to kill the other children of God, you know, and we really want to live by, you know, thou shalt not kill. And there are no addendums in that. You know, it doesn't say thou shalt not kill unless you're a Muslim, or thou shalt not kill unless you're parked upon the oil we want, or some other natural resource. You know, there's no addendums to that. And no leadership can call themselves a Christian when they, you know, are willing participants in the pain and suffering of others. And unfortunately, in our political arena, we have quite a bit of that. But actually, we have some other very wonderful people standing up. I think Dennis Kucinich, there's several others that are standing up and saying, you know, we want peace in space. We want to end a lot of these programs. We want a peace economy. We need to clean up our environment. Al Gore is doing some incredible work on explaining the nature of what's happening, you know, concerning global warming, you know, which is, you know, a staunch reality right now. I don't see how anybody cannot say we're undergoing global warming right now. I mean, some years up on the mountain here, we don't even get snow, and the mountain's dry right now. There's hardly anything on the mountain, no snow. It's pretty phenomenal what's happening here, and what was a very green grassland, the grasses are all dead, and it's very, very dry here. And unfortunately, at the conference, we were having weather, you know, in the high 90s and, you know, almost hitting triple digits. So it's very uncommon for that kind of weather to be here. And you know, sometimes it's 15 to 20 degrees over the norm that we usually experience. So it's, you know, we have to just, like, turn off our TVs and stick our head outside the window once in a while, take a walk in nature and look around at the planet and see what's going on. Because, you know, living in these cubicles and turning on your box and having the box tell you what to think, how to think, and tell you what's going on in the world is just shy of being a robot. And, you know, it's time for us to start really looking behind the scenes and looking at what's really going on, you know, on the planet. And, you know, take a look at the environment, take a look at the leadership, take a look at the technologies that have been suppressed, which there's quite a few technologies being suppressed right now. We have all the technologies we need on the planet right now to pretty much end disease and clean up the environment and provide for all of our transportation and energy needs. It's on the planet right now. The only thing lacking is the leadership to get these technologies out. So, you know, overall, that's one of the things I've been very instrumental in, is letting people know. Some of our DVDs, we have these technologies. We have these motors running and putting out incredible wattage and amperage. You know, it's just amazing what some of these technologies are doing now that are out there. And some are fuelless, some are water technologies. There's many, many technologies coming out right now that can pretty much restore the planet and clean up, you know, the air and there's such an array of them coming out right now that it's just a matter of time, because it's like popcorn. It's just popping up everywhere. And there are, you know, physicists everywhere working on these technologies, and, you know, with the internet and some of the other things that are going on, I think it's just a matter of time before a lot of these fuelless and water technologies surface. And, you know, some of them are surfacing right now. I always try to send out, whenever somebody sends me a new technology that's coming out, I'd be sure and send out over our email list to our newsletter and let everybody know about it. And hopefully these people can get some backing and some research to continue with these projects. But all in all, a lot of the physicists that I know that I've been working with have incredible healing technologies and also energy technologies. But the only problem is that, A, they don't have the backing or the funding, and B, they don't have the leadership to open the door for this to happen. And unfortunately, some of them are dead right now. So quite a few incredible inventors that had these technologies, they're now deceased. And, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, the way they went was not a pretty picture. So you know, somehow we need to stand up. You know, all of us need to stand up and just say, you know, we want help. We want to turn this planet around. And I think it is so important right now for people to spend some time in prayer or meditation and connect with other, whatever image you have of God or spirit, or, you know, ask these benevolent ETs and put it out there and just say, I really want to help. And, you know, use pure intent, an open mind, a loving heart, and ask for help on high. There's ultra-dimensional beings, you know, the angelic kingdoms, the masters. There's the source itself. There are so many ways that we can connect in. You know, even the nature spirits, we can get help there as well. So we did some Fennhorn gardening here, and working with the regular cycles, the planetary cycles, and working with, you know, subtle energies, and grew phenomenal gardens. And then, you know, I got caught up going on the circuit and doing lectures and things of that nature, and I didn't have a chance to get into the garden, and it just didn't happen, you know, without that input and without activating these subtle energies and asking for help. So it's, you know, I'm ready to get my hands dirty again and get back into the garden, and we had some pretty good gardens this year, but, you know, to do it right, you really need to spend some time there and work with the energies and lay out your garden properly and use these techniques. You know, it's very important that we, from here on out, choose to live in harmony with each other and the planet and with nature as well, and make that the main focus and let go of the profit generator. You know, we have, right now, we're being governed by pure profit and greed at the expense of humanity and the earth. And it's very inhumane what is going on, considering, you know, the environment and other nations and other people. And, you know, we as a people need to really rise up and just say enough's enough. It's time now. The energies are sufficient now to make this shift. The backing's there. And the good news is, with these incredible frequencies coming in, the frequency of tyranny is not going to be able to hang on too much longer. And you can see their empires are going to collapse because they just can't maintain them with these new energies coming in. They're going to do everything they can to hang on to these empires, but empires that are based on greed and the pain and suffering of others and profit at any expense, all of these empires are going to fold in on themselves in the days to come. This is nothing new. This is Native American prophecy. This is biblical prophecy. This prophecy goes through every culture. They all talk about the times that we're going into. And a lot of them, believe it or not, talk about the star nations who are coming in to help during these times. So, you know, it's time to realize you were not alone in the universe. There's help on every level. And it's time for us to take the time and ask for that help and do our part here on the planet as well. And you know, use impeccable integrity in all that you do. You know, try to be as clear as you can with people. Be as honest as you can with people. Be of service to humanity and the earth. And try not to do things that are harmful to humanity and the earth. It's very, very important right now that we come into alignment and heal the past. That's what the Pleiadians and some of the other high master races are telling us right now. We have to release the past. Our past is creating our tomorrow, and all the old wounds and traumas and grudges and everything that we're holding on to are actually manifesting our tomorrow. So if we want a more loving, joyous, abundant tomorrow, we have to release the past. It's that simple. And the earth itself has a lot of old trauma that's anchored in the earth, psychometrized in the earth, and that's being released. So the earth itself is going through this cleansing or healing or awakening process. Humanity is also going through this cleansing and healing and awakening process, and the whole heliosphere, the whole universe is going through this process. It's as if galactic core, the very center of this universe, has said, okay, kids, we're going to the next level. You know, either, you know, get on board or feed the worms, basically. So that's kind of where we're going right now. It's we have a choice. We either let go of the baggage and start living a wholesome, natural, spiritual way of life, or we stay hooked into that other, you know, profit train that's actually on a downward spiral, and it is going to collapse for those groups that are aligned with it. So anyway, there's two spirals happening right now. There's the upward spiral, where there's going to be a quantum leap in consciousness, and new technologies are going to be coming in, new healing technologies, new physics, new energy technologies, as well as restoration technologies, and people are going to be really moving to clean up their consciousness and live a more spiritual, harmonious way of life. And then we have the downward spiral where there's just competition and greed and selfishness and you know, actions that are at the expense of humanity, Earth, and that system is going to collapse. It always consumes itself. So, you know, basically, folks, we've got get with the program. It's, the Earth is ascending. We're ascending. We're moving to the next level, and it's time to jump on that train and let go of the past. That's all I can say as far as advice. You know, I've seen it in my own life. We have a joke here. You know, I was joking somebody, and I have a very bad sense of humor sometimes. It's like a spiritual humor. You know, and there's two things I always say is that there's this cosmic joke out there. Did you hear about the human that was separate from omnipresence? And, you know, if you have a cosmic consciousness, you can understand that joke. But there is no separation in omnipresence. All life is connected. Everyone is connected, and we need to start behaving that way. And, you know, the other one is I was talking to some friends of mine. I said, you know, all this energy coming in and everything, I said, it's not going to affect me because I'm already enlightened. And I started laughing and walked away. And they were looking at me really funny, and I just said, just kidding. I said, you know, that's how you set yourself up for the big drop kick. So it's very important that we don't get arrogant and that we don't, and if people sense some of that in myself, it's bad humor. So you know, I know it's very important to not set ourselves up for, you know, any way of exalting ourselves above others and the rest of life, because everything is special. Everyone is special, and all life is special. And we need to realize that and start acting accordingly. I've got a whole group out here doing a sky watch. And what I want to do is hopefully we can call that number and there'll be somebody there. We took the phone out into the field, the other phone, and hopefully we can call that number and see if somebody answers out there in the field and passes the phone around to some of the other sky watchers that, you know, after all, this As You Wish Talk Radio is As You Wish, and it's not just me to sit up here and rant. You know, it's you know, for others as well to participate, and we want everybody to come up and have their own experience. You know, do your own investigation, see these shifts for yourself, and go to Heavens Above website. You know, really do your own investigation, and you know, it'll be very clear that what's happening up here is unknown. It's not any known object. You know, so anyway, hopefully Doug there is, or Don is there hanging on and can hook up with our people out in the field. Hello.
Good evening.
Is this the Skywatch field?
Pardon?
Is this the Skywatch field?
No, I'm not out there yet.
I just
wanted to let you know. Hi, James. It's Paris.
Oh, hey, you're here now.
We've got a lot of people here tonight. I'm not sure who they are, so I'm going out right now. And what were you talking about earlier?
Oh, just the major energy shifts going on and how to adjust to them, and about all the activity going on up here in the conference. And
oh, yeah, that was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, fantastic. I would like to share about what happened with Kelly and, it was Kelly and Shalimar and I. We were sitting in the back because we were exhausted from working the conference. And the minute I thought, get off your lazy butt, Paris, and go out and meet and greet in the field, or the ships aren't going to come for you. And the moment I thought that, this one just totally vortexed in and pulsed up really big right over the three of us and hung out for a minute and then took off to the east. And they're always there when you're sincere. Wow, we've got, can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, because I'm walking out. We've got several people here tonight. Where are all you guys from? Okay. Have any of you been here before? Have you had experiences here before? Okay, I'm going to pass the phone off to you. James is on the air, so he wants to talk to some of you that are out. James?
Oh, yes.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, hi, James.
Hello.
Where you at?
Who's this?
Oop, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No, I think we got a bad connection. Okay,
yeah, it's a
either.
Little weak.
Nope, we've apparently lost him. I'm hearing nothing here.
Hello?
Oh, there, I got you.
Okay, now you got me. Yeah, who am I speaking with? Just give me your first name.
Oh, this is Ron.
Ron?
Yeah.
Great. So you've been up to the ranch before?
Yeah, we've been up here several times. In fact, we were here last night.
Uh-huh. And did you have any sightings last night? Or?
We had about 8 or 10 last night. There was two huge ships that came over from the from the westerly direction towards the east. One got directly above us and lit up, turned, and then went more of a east or southeast direction.
Mm-hmm.
And there was about 7 or 8 more smaller ones after that. It was quite an experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like quite a few people are having that same experience. And actually, I got those on film. So I got two of the very big light-ups on film, and it went from horizon to horizon. One of them went all the way behind the trees, which would eliminate, any kind of a satellite or space shuttle.
Yeah, especially that one that turned as it went over us.
Exactly.
That was pretty incredible.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, satellites don't turn.
There's another fella here that's been here before. I'm going to pass the phone to him.
Okay, great.
Hang on
you.
Just a minute.
Hopefully you can hear me. It's really, really faint.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
All right.
Do you want to speak of any of your experiences here at the ranch or some of the UFOs you've seen?
Haven't seen any yet tonight. Saw during the convention, you saw several go over, a couple of bright ones.
Uh-huh.
Get closer to the house so I can hear you.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything tonight. I didn't bring my skywatching gear. Usually I see lights on the mountain here.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I was here, I saw some. I usually bring my binoculars. I think they're usually quite evidential. I have a Sony night shot camera with second per frame, 4 frames a second. Usually they really show up there. I'm going to have to sign off because I can't hear you.
Okay, yeah, our connection isn't real good right now. We've had some real strange magnetic interference here, and I might have some ships parked right over the house or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? Is there Jennings out there or anybody else out there that I know there's a few more people out there.
Okay, just a moment.
Hey. Hey, James.
Hey.
You want me to grab somebody else here? Let's see.
Yeah.
We just had something show up over to the east, southeast. That people were getting a little excited there.
Oh, good. So we've got one coming in already. It's just now getting dark outside. It's hardly, it's hard to see these ships unless they're powered up or lit up because, you know, you have a little 30-foot ship flying over in daytime. You don't see it unless it's throwing out some juice.
So, James, I guess it's you and I. What's been going on all week? Did you have any good action last night?
Oh, last night was incredible. Yeah, we had... I think three major ships come, and one went from horizon to horizon and actually went below the trees to the southeast. And we had one of them, I think I checked, and one of them, there's a possibility that one of them could have been the space shuttle, but definitely, you know, there's, when we check the Heavens Above website every night, it'll say maybe one, two, possibly three visible objects will be going overhead at night, you know, not 20 or 30 or 50.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I did the look on the shuttle. I went into a couple different websites and did find that usually it's an early a.m., around 5 a.m., 5 to 6 a.m., and then between 10 and 11. And
yeah.
That's it. Those are the two passes for the space station. And
yeah, it's also too different. I mean, sometimes we won't see it at all.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the magnitude is so dim that, you know, you're not even going to see a thing. So it depends on exactly where it is over our area and the magnitude of these objects.
Well, what I love is I'm realizing as I get to be here and spend time on the land in the vortex and with all the people coming and going, what I'm starting to really understand is intention. And you've mentioned this a lot of times about basically spiritual intention and that this is what they're really looking for. And that's why I was laughing that the one ship showed up for me at the conference because I was exhausted, but all this love in my fourth seal in my heart area was just so open for the beauty and the peace and the spiritual experience of, I remember walking out the door earlier that day, and of course, James, you know I was stressing because we had so many people and there were so few of us making that happen, but all in all, the love was so profound, and when I walked out the door, it was almost that slow motion, truly people learning and loving feeling. It was a campus vibration above and beyond the usual, and I just love that, and that's what I'm getting all the time now. When the ships are coming, you get that feeling of that there's intention in those lights coming at you, and that's what, but we won't be able to convince anyone of that. They're going to say it's the shuttle or the space station or a satellite if their intention isn't there.
Exactly. We've seen that quite a bit here where we have people that are really skeptical and they want to package everything in the Iridium flare or the you know, the space station or the new Genesis or in there, and unfortunately the Heavens Above website is very accurate.
Yeah.
And the timing, Dr. Sala and I and Angelica Wycliffe were out with the readouts, and the objects that they said you could see that night, we did see exactly on time.
Right.
And then other people are saying that these things would show up 10 minutes off or 20 minutes off or, you know, even an hour off. They go, oh, Iridium flare flew over that night. You know?
Yeah. And again, there's no convincing these kind of people yet. They're going to have, as you know and I know, having had the experiences, having been with different entities of different races, having been on the ships in our lighter bodies as well as physical body, you know, until people have these kinds of experiences, they really don't know. and they're always going to be skeptical. I mean, I love the night you were on Art Bell. And, I mean, Art is now a true believer after 25 years of the skeptic. I mean, he couldn't have been any more perfect with you. And
no,
so absolutely in love with your presentation, you know.
Yeah, the evidence was overwhelming, you know, and I just showed him so much evidence. And, you know, we've had so many people up here with PhDs and masters and people from all walks of life that are very educated, you know, pilots and air traffic controllers and Air Force people, that they know what's in the sky. And
yeah.
We even had a lot of the Skunk Works people come here and certain alphabet agencies, which I'm sure you remember some of our visitors. But they were transformed.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, James, I have to share with you, you were spoken of, and Wanda, we call her Mom, it's James' mom, everybody, were spoken of fondly in Italy this week. Michal had mentioned how touched your mom was by the freedom that she received from this brilliant scholar, this academic mind, this man who's going to be teaching here in the near future, who was 13 years top advisor to the Pope of the Catholic Church. And for her to hear him and be so touched in her soul and so overwhelmed in her heart with truth, finally, I mean, I saw her and she had been weeping. And he mentioned that this week in Italy, he's teaching there, and it actually has been captured to DVD. So your mom is now in perpetuity forever and ever in alignment with her own setting herself free.
Oh, yeah, she's had a hard time because, you know, her wacko son all of a sudden isn't so wacko.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't it wonderful?
And then she's seeing all these people coming up and you know, which praising me and everything else, which I don't really need or want, you know. But, she's looking at go, what? Why, you know? Why do you think so highly of this guy? You know, I know this kid. I raised this kid, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he's out to lunch, you know. He should be carrying a briefcase and working for the government, you know.
Yeah, her intention is changing. So that comes back to the point that I love that you keep on track with, which is what we feel we're on track with as the team here, and that is, and all the scientists, I mean, wasn't that awesome that Brooks had that expanding in his soul area, his heart chakra area, for lack of a better word, and that his thymus was actually blasted and opened by that ship so that it could clear him and bring the tears and bring the spirituality out and lift him into a whole new countenance.
Exactly. Almost everybody here seemed to go through a major transformation, and even a lot of the, like you're saying, the hard scientists, there were quite a few hard scientists in the audience, and we had one person after another that was calling me, and they had, you know, basically some miracle healings happened here, you know, they said, look, here's the, you know, I had x-rays, I was in the hospital, all these things were going on, and I went back and got checked out, and they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of work happening here on other planes and dimensions and a lot of awakening and healing work. And by no means, I don't take credit for it. It's as if the whole universe is kind of, you know, getting behind this movement and saying, okay, you know, let's go to the next level. What do you need? How can we help?
Well, really, God is moving through all of us, or the force, the source, whatever people want to name it. It's all the same energy that the more, and that's what's so beautiful and interesting, that we're starting to realize, and the people coming here are really getting that reflection. And again, I thank you for keeping on track with that for most of your journey here. I know you've always said that, you know, according to your book, Becoming God's and reunion with the source, that we really are the spirit within, the God within. And the more these scientists get that, the more the people get that come here, that it isn't just the thrill seekers anymore, everyone will expect and can look to towards us as facilitators. And as long as we stay in touch with that humility and that divine arrogance of mm-hmm. delivering truth, but humbly with the love, I just see it expanding more and more and more. And boy, when I know I really miss being here just for a few days, and it was amazing what I saw on this friend of mine's computer with all the stuff going on in Spain, all the stuff going on in South America, all the stuff going on in Sweden, and all the stuff going on here. But interestingly enough, you're still not hearing about this little area here in Trout Lake, or you're not hearing about that in Washington State. We're having a lot of sightings everywhere all the time.
You know what's interesting is that Mexico has aired what's going on here. It's been on all of their, you know, they have a thing called Good Morning America, their version of it. They have all these other shows, and what's happening here is aired all over their shows, and they're having flotillas flying over major cities with hundreds, if not thousands, of ships, and Madrid just had some large flotillas of ships flying over Madrid, and it's the footage is there. You know, they have the footage, they have the witnesses. It's just incredible. This is world news. Why
yeah.
is it not on the news? And the answer is obvious, is that the news is controlled.
Well, they just don't want us to wake up. You know, luckily our brothers and sisters, though they seem more advanced, and mm-hmm. certainly they are in the aspect of showing up in ships and having technology that can literally clone you in a moment. We have to remind each other and recall, and this is why they don't want us to know, especially the religious and political powers that be, that we, in these beautiful biophysical machines as our bodies are, with the greatest supercomputer, our brain, literally are more powerful when we wake up, as Jesus did, as Buddha did, as Krishna did. When we wake up, we supersede every existing race.
Yeah, those awakened beings are very hard to control.
And that's why, you know, I'm sure that's why they're going to fight tooth and nail to not let us be united with our brothers and not let us know. And that's why they're coming, is to remind us this is what you really are. You are the forgotten gods. You are the divine ones. So,
what do you think people need to do? Right, I would say turn off your TV and start watching the skies and do your prayer and meditation work and your healing work and put the intent out there, and we'll have a quantum leap in consciousness.
Yeah, I would too. It's beautiful out here tonight, James. Are we almost on there? What time you got?
Yeah, we've got 10 more minutes. Is there anybody else on the field? Or
yeah, let's see who else. Maybe
we're losing signal.
Wants to say anything. Would anyone else like to speak with James? He's on the air. Anybody want to talk to James because he's on the radio?
We have a whole
right
group
now.
Of sky watchers out there, and
they're all a little shy.
A lot of them just want to sky watch.
Well, one gentleman just said, "Well, I've been talking to you. They've had 4 sightings already."
Oh, they've had 4 sightings already? Maybe we can get somebody to...
Oh, yeah, James, I'm looking at a small one right up here, going right past your window.
Really? That's funny. Whenever I'm on the air, they fly low and right by the
yeah.
window or something. It's right over the house.
See? Yeah, that's fun. So we've got a great group of people out here. They're really lovely. A lot of good intention, a lot of nice consciousness.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there myself.
Yeah, I
think 9 o'clock
I'll
be able to join you.
It's going to be a great night. Oh, and the other night I had an amazing thing. When I was going up to Olympia area and I was driving that back way, I've never seen this before. I came around the corner and the initiate moon, you know, that little gorgeous crest of a moon.
It was blood orange.
With that big planet, is that Jupiter?
I think it's Mars.
Mars?
I think
it
might
my
be
God,
Mars.
James,
I'm not sure, but
it was huge. And
Mars
again, it was
very
because
close.
Of the vortex.
Jupiter is right over there too, but Mars is supposed to be really close to the Earth right now.
Well, I couldn't believe it when I came around the bend with Mount Adams, again because of the vortex here. It was huge. It was just coming up over the mountain, up on the back mountain roads. And it literally was, you know, if I put my fingers out, it was like 6 inches, this crescent, and then the planet was the size of my thumb. It wasn't even real. I went, oh, my God, this is so bizarre. And I thought, vortex, vortex.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Yeah,
it was great.
Last night the moon was blood red.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so red, and I think it's because of, you know, some of the fires. People don't really realize it, but if you go to and look at some of the websites concerning the fires on the planet right now, it's like the whole Earth is on fire.
I know.
There are so many fires going on.
If I was going back into my Sunday school teacher mode, I'd be like, it's the end of the world. When they say the world's going to burn up this time, you know.
Yeah.
But we know that doesn't have to be, and it's. But it is interesting. You're right. All over the planet right now, there's mm-hmm. fires everywhere.
Now, that's one of the things Ezekiel talked about in the Reading with Source book. He talked about the fires and just about everything. You know, he talked about the solar maximum and how it wouldn't back off. It would just keep expanding, and you know, which it did, and how it affects everything.
Yeah.
You know, back in 82, all this information is unfolding right on schedule. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. Did Basic mention anything about HAARP? Because doesn't the weather seem really out of control right now?
Well, you know, it's funny you did mention HAARP, because the past few nights, if you turn on any AM station radio, which I usually get pretty clear reception up here,
right.
And I have one of those sea crane radios, you know, that gets everything everywhere. It was fuzzed out. Every
uh-huh.
station, and they had this loud, high-pitched noise coming across it. And, you know, plus they did some major chemtrail spraying on top of that. So, you know, the chaff or the aluminum oxide and ethylene dibromide and all those other bad nasties in the chemtrails really mess up your radio reception as well as your health and the planet in general. But you add HAARP to that, which is obvious they're using HAARP as well. It is blocking out all the AM radio stations. I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it
really feels very unnatural the way the planet's weather's going, and at least in this area for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's today,
a combination. I think not just HAARP, but we're also getting bombarded by these cosmic forces that are coming in from other
yeah.
dimensions and other realms, and the whole Earth is shifting. And I think if anything, HAARP is trying to knock it down. And stop the awakening process and keep the energy.
Yeah, it definitely feels alien, for lack of a better word, but not alien like what we want to necessarily be making contact with.
Yeah.
You know, it feels very destructive. The sun obviously has got a lot going on with its solar flares. It
mm-hmm.
feels very destructive right now, and I guess that's because of our ozone layers being so messed up.
Yeah, Nick Bajic was here. He was one of our speakers, and he spoke a lot about the subtle frequencies in HAARP and what it can be used for, you know, all the way from weather manipulation to a weapon to mind control to, you know, everything is a frequency, basically,
yeah.
And every thought, every emotion has a frequency, and you can put people into rage, or you can sedate people. You can do everything through frequency, and, you know, and playing with these kind of frequencies, which is what they're doing, you know, we've become just one big guinea pig on the planet, and these people are pretty much out of control.
Yeah, it is. I notice I have to watch my own thoughts lately.
Brooks talked a lot about that too, but you know, basically the only way out is the spiritual override, you know.
Exactly.
We have to really focus on the most loving, joyous energy we can, and start recreating our bodies the way we want to experience them, and don't get hung up in the past, you know. Your body's going to take a little while to catch up, but, you know, the more you focus on disease, the more you're going to have disease, and the more you focus on the good health and everything else, the more you're going to bring that into being.
Yeah, that is, by the way, my next focus, since we all get a little break here. James, are we talking yet about the potentials for the next conferences and or different classes that are going to go on up here yet?
Well, we're not yet. We're working on that right now.
Okay.
We are setting up some other conferences, and hopefully we'll have John Gray and Bruce Lipton and people of that nature coming up and doing kind of some mini workshops where they're going to have a lot of time to spend with people because they have so much information. And we're going to be doing some intersensitivity training classes and some ambassador, galactic ambassador classes, and all that's in the works right now, getting organized and put together. You know, the past day I've been knee-deep in dirt, digging a trench to get power to the building. So,
yeah,
so we can get some air in there and
get back,
some
yeah.
heat for the winter and some cooling for the summer.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I think it'll be great that we get to sort of hibernate and dream it for what's coming, and
yeah.
and encourage everyone that's listening to keep in touch with our website.
Exactly.
To constantly check in. Call if you want to come for a visit. We'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And basically watch for what's coming, because there is a lot of fabulous things that are coming.
Oh, yeah,
from
some amazing things that are going to be happening here. We had a bunch of guests come today, and they're looking for James, you know, and they're looking for me. And they kept going, you know, they're seeing me down there with a shovel, you know, digging ditches and gluing pipe together. I'm all dirty. And I said,
yeah.
I know that guy's around here somewhere, you know. you know, they're looking for somebody walking around in robes or something. I don't know, but, you know, I'm just like everybody else. And, digging the ditches and doing the work and whatever needs to get done, and you know,
yeah.
whatever's necessary in the moment.
It's great.
But it's important, you know, that we do, you know, get our hands dirty on every level. I mean, I scream at the benevolent ETs and the masters, time to get your hands dirty. I'm down here. You know, let's get to work, you know, let's turn this planet around. So
yeah, exactly. And I know we can if we get even a handful, you know. Right now it's 1% of 1%, but we only need 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And they will bring the armadas in the skies. I mean, this has been a promise. If we all come into an agreement and all lift our own consciousness and our own frequency, we will be able to magnetize exactly, in spite of the government, in spite of Rupert Murdoch and all his media, and they won't be able to hide it anymore. And I know Washington State and this place is hugely on the list for what's going to start happening in the United States.
Even in the Native American prophecies, our little area here, Trout Lake, Washington, they call it the New Eden, and they said this is where a lot of things will start over, the thousand years of peace and it's quite interesting. They call it sweet grass here, and just over
yeah.
the hill they call it sour grass, and
yeah.
which is kind of amazing. But anyway, I want to thank you, Paris. We're running out of time. And,
all right, thanks, James,
sure,
and I'll
thank everybody
see you
else
later.
On the field. I'm sure I'll be out there in just a
all
minute.
All right, hon. Bye.
And this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off, and thank everybody for listening, and have a great day, and shut off your TV and go out and look at the skies for a little while. You know, you just might see something, because there's a heck of a lot up there right now, and a lot of it's unknown. Good night.